Right now, we're going to talk about the issue of pensions, and more than a quarter of Irish adults still have no financial arrangements at all for their retirement. That's according to published research this week by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. This has increased from 21% last year, which is 1 in 5. The survey also found almost one third of pension holders regret not starting their contributions earlier or starting their pensions earlier. And for those who don't have a pension in place, affordability, putting in the long finger, as well as other issues, were cited as the top barriers. 25% saying they can't respond it. 19% saying they just haven't gotten around to it yet. Now, it's in the context of this and the wider context of the state pension situation and the pensions time bomb that we're facing into, that the government have spent a number of years, and quite a number of years, coming up with a plan. That plan is called auto-enrolment. And with me on the line to talk about this in more detail, it's coming in on January 1st, is Robert Whelan, Managing Director at Rockwell Financial Management. Robert, good morning to you.
Good morning, Terry.
We're waiting a long time for auto-enrolment. It's been put off several times. I think I remember Leo Varadkar in 2016 saying that, yeah, this is on the way, it's coming in. That was nearly 10 years ago now. It finally is, and it's coming in January.
Absolutely, yeah. No, in fairness, it has a time delivery that would make the National Children's Hospital blush. But yeah, it is going to, they are committed to doing it. And I suppose what they're really, you're seeing now with the rollout, particularly of the media campaign, they're really trying to create that awareness, because a lot of employers have been told for the last 3 years, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. And they've now been conditioned to kind of ignore it, if you don't try to say it, but they are not. It's the, all indications are, at least so far, that, yeah, they are serious about putting it live on the 1st of January.
Yeah. So what is happening on the 1st of January? And I understand employers have to start monitoring things now, the ones who are getting involved in it.
Yeah. So basically what's going to happen, the plan is that anybody in Ireland who is a PYE employee earning over 20,000 euros a year and doesn't already have a pension through their employer, okay, will be automatically enrolled, auto-enrolment, into effectively a state private pension scheme, okay, called My Future Fund. And the principle is that the employer is going to pay in 1.5% of your salary. The employee is going to pay 1.5% of their salary, and the government are going to top it up by 0.5% of the employee's salary, right? So, and that will be processed through payroll the same way your PRSI, your USC, your PAYE is deducted, and your employer will then make those contributions directly into a portal called the, as I said, My Future Fund, and people will then see, please God, their contributions start to be invested.
Okay, around about 800,000 workers will benefit from it. And these are, I suppose, the ones over 20, under 60? Would that be the classification?
Yeah, basically, yeah. So absolutely, yes. And it's important to state that whilst you're over 60 in particular, you won't be automatically enrolled. You can voluntarily join the scheme. So that's just a piece of information. But yes, absolutely. It is targeting the 800,000 people in the private sector in Ireland, and it is a private sector issue, because in the public sector, you've been automatically enrolled into a pension scheme since the 1950s. So the principle being here, what they're really trying to do as well, is to take existing companies that are out there that have pension plans in place for staff, to encourage them to broaden it to all staff and encourage all staff to join that. Because what they're really trying to do is just generate more pension coverage. If employers can't facilitate it themselves or whatever reason, then yeah, by the 1st of January, you have to go into this. But what they're really hoping is, the estimate I saw recently from an industry paper was there's 150,000 people who had access to a pension scheme at the moment, but simply were choosing not to participate in it.
Yeah, so this is it's designed as well to get those people moving, the ones who are putting it in the long finger, aside from
exactly,
affordability.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll get around to it one day. They're saying, no, you need to start it now.
Basically, yeah. Listen, long fingeritis is the worst disease that afflicts Irish people. We're great for saying, Asher, it'll be grand. But the problem we have is that if the state pension was sufficient to be able to provide you with some sort of level of lifestyle in retirement, and then we wouldn't have a crisis of poverty amongst the elderly. So the fact remains is that at the very least we need, if you looked at the last CSO study on it, you need at least 27,000 euros a year to have what they would consider as a basic standard of living in retirement. So if the state pension is giving you 15, well then obviously there's a bit of a shortfall there between what you're going to need. Yeah. And that's why you have these issues. So they're trying to bridge that gap by moving, giving people that nudge and saying, well, don't put it off now, you have to do it.
Yeah, and this obviously gets the government out of a hole as well, because future pensions, future levels of workers, the demographics are going in the wrong direction. There won't be enough workers to pay the pensions of the retirees. So they're trying to encourage more and more people to start paying in now to help with that problem.
Absolutely. Like what we're looking at is a potentially a massive liability in the future, whereby if you looked at the moment, I think it's something like 7% of every euro that we collect goes towards a state pension. That could creep towards 18, 19, 20%. Well, that has an impact. Like you just had the minister on. There's lots of things they'd like to do. Everyone's looking for money. If 20% of your money is going out to pensioners, something has to be cut somewhere else. So yeah, absolutely. They are trying to transfer some of that burden from the state back to the individual.
Robert, what should people do if you have been long fingering it, if you feel you can't afford it, but you're going to be in this whether you like it or not? Should you be looking at a private pension for a better return, perhaps, maybe than the state scheme? If you have to
Not necessarily. Yeah, you have to do it anyway. But if you take it that you're currently an employee in a business, right? Well, the first thing I'd be doing is if there isn't a scheme in place, I'd be having a conversation with my boss, and I'd be saying, what is the story here? What can we be doing, right? If the employer is saying, well, listen, we're actually putting something together. We've got a pension advisor, and they're going to come in. We're going to set it up ourselves, and we're just going to, or they're going to say, do you know what we're going to do? We're going to go with the auto enrollment. Fine, you know what I mean? In terms of the performance and stuff like that, like there are going to be different investment funds available under my future fund platform. They'll have an opportunity to try and get some growth on your money as well. But I would just say, it's like anything you want to do, Jerry. Like if you want to get fit, start by going for a walk. Don't put it off. Just do it today. So I would say to anyone, if you're in this situation and you have an access to a company pension scheme, join it. If you don't know if one exists, ask your boss. If based on that response, well, then obviously you're going to make a decision. If you're self-employed, well, then you're completely exempt from anything to do with auto-enrollment. But that's not an excuse for you to defer it either, particularly around this time of year when people are doing tax returns, etc. Because it's very tax efficient. So one thing about pension planning, there's very little you can do as a PY employee to try and save some tax. Contributing to a pension is definitely one of them. And that is a very important distinction between the My Future Fund stroke auto-enrollment route and the pension. If you're a top rate taxpayer, contributing to your own pension would be better off in terms of the tax relief available. That's an important distinction.
Yeah. Okay. Finally, look, is this causing problems for employers though? I mean, you should have pension probably scheme set up anyway for your employees, but this auto enrollment, will it add to the cost of doing business for them?
100%. And I think particularly, and this is why they've deferred it, because you have had big pushback from the business lobby, and to be right, because ultimately the cost of everything is going up. So whether you're an employer or whether you're like it or not as an employer, you have an increase in your payroll cost of at least 1.5% in January. And the sectors they're really trying to target here are the likes of retail and hospitality, where the coverage for pensions would be in the single digits. So, and they are sectors themselves that are struggling, as you know. So it is an increased cost. And that, but unfortunately, I suppose you just had the minister on, it's up to them to really kind of put up measures to help businesses in those sectors out. But no, it is a cost on business. But as a person who sees the consequences of people having adequate money in retirement and people not having money in retirement, I think it's a cost worth bearing.
Yeah, certainly is. Okay, Robert, thanks for going through that for us in the program this morning.
Good morning. Take care.
Great stuff. Robert Whelan there, Managing Director at Rockwell Financial Management. Just explaining why it's being done and the different parameters to it. If you haven't got a pension, if you're considering it, it's worth looking into. It's worth talking to your employer, that's for sure.